Tonight on the Lazy Dogcast, a viewer's comment sparks a discussion on how we should be allowed to vote. Next, we discuss the unwritten rules of pickup basketball and finish the show with our top five weirdest laws that are still on the books here in the U.S. You won't believe some of these are actually true. All that and more tonight on the Lazy Dogcast. Welcome back, everybody, to episode number 21 of the Lazy Dog Cast.
We're back. Colin's back.
I'm back. Yeah. I'm back again.
He's two in a row.
Party on, party people. Now let's begin.
Now
make some noise.
10 toes.
Jock
in.
Jams. Did you guys ever listen to Jock Jams when you were kids?
No.
You might have been too little.
Is that the one with the whistle and stuff?
Jock Jams just came out. It was like a CD, and it was like all. It was like 15 bangers that you hear at like basketball games and stuff.
Nice. Yeah. I'm in on that.
Jock Jams.
Yeah. Well, as we said, Colin, Matt, I'm Dave, and we got another good show for you tonight. I'm going to start out with a comment from the comment section.
Okay.
Again, if you're going to be featured in the comment section, comment below on Facebook.
Pop off.
Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, whatever. YouTube or TikTok, if I had to choose one, choose one of those two to comment. But really anywhere.
YouTube or TikTok. Yeah, Instagram don't get any comments. Dude.
So I
sometimes
I have a there's not too many comments on YouTube, but there were some on one of our most recent videos. It was called "How Much Did Frank Abagnale Jr. Actually Steal?" It was about "Catch Me If You Can." Talked about how the real life Frank Abagnale and what
Abagnale,
he did.
Abagnale, not Abagnale.
Abagnale. Yeah, it's a good movie, but Samuel Fox - D4s. Commented and said, another antiquated system is elections. Why can't we vote on our phones? So the video talked about checks, how checks are like, I basically say that checks are old and I don't understand how we still use them. He says that he thinks elections are antiquated and why can't we vote on our phones? I wanted to bring that one up because I disagree with you, Samuel Fox D4s.
Uh-oh.
Because, D4.
I think if you cannot get off your butt and go to the polls and vote, I don't want your vote. I don't want to hear from you. You're so lazy. You can't change. Type of person who can't.
You don't care about the issues enough.
You don't care about enough to get off your butt and go to the polling booth? Stay home.
But you don't think that. So what is it? Like 20% of our population or something actually votes? Depending on what it is. But you don't think that, like, obviously you would want 100% of your population in a real world.
You're right.
Vote, right?
You do want 100%.
I don't want that.
You want them to get up and go vote.
Okay. I don't want that.
Your voice saying, matters.
But you put in something to allow more people to vote. Now you can get into the securities.
See, I didn't even think about it from today's standpoint. I was thinking, dude, that's going to be so easy to crack.
Mm. Yeah, with that. But I'm just saying, if you could snap your fingers and every citizen voted, wouldn't that be the best for our society or no?
No, dude.
See,
not at all.
See, that's also another point. I want less people voting, actually.
Yeah.
Why? Because I don't want idiots voting. If you cannot figure out how to plan 4 years ahead to vote, to take time to vote, I don't want your opinion. And I don't want your input on the country. Because you don't care, obviously. Obviously, you don't care. I think there should be some kind of like test. You can't pass basic civics test. Basic, really basic. What does the legislator do? What does the executive do? What does the judiciary do? You don't know those answers, you can't vote,
dude.
Because
pull
your
up
opinion,
a civics test. Let's take
your
it right
opinion
now.
Is garbage. For real. You're making it. Your vote means the same as somebody who's very educated, knows the issues, knows everything. It votes the same. No, stay home. Stay home.
So you want Sam to stay home? Sammy?
I don't know about Samuel Fox D4s. Maybe he's educated maybe he's educated and he's just lazy. But
yeah.
The person who can't get out, can't be bothered to vote, I'm glad they're not voting, I guess. their opinion can stay at home.
Yeah.
Let's do something real quick.
Okay.
I looked it up. Civics test. This is like basically the practice test for becoming a U.S. citizen.
Okay.
Nice. I did the free version of you get 10 random questions.
Perfect.
Okay. What is the supreme law of the land?
I mean, the Constitution?
Boom. Nailed it.
That's a weird way
yeah,
to ask
that.
That's
a weird way to ask that question, yeah. It's like I'm being tricked.
It's like God's law, dude. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Who vetoes bills?
In the country, it's the president. The governor can also do it on the governor could do it on the state level.
The president.
Yeah.
All right. 2 for 2. Why does the flag have 13 stripes?
13 original colonies.
What's up with USD 259 over here, dude?
I want the USD 259.
The original colonies, and because the stripes are sent. Either one. Okay. What is one promise you make when you become a U.S. citizen?
See, I don't know that because I've always been one. So I don't know, actually.
You pledge allegiance to the flag?
I don't know. I have no idea, actually.
Is it like uphold the law and...
Don't break the laws, I guess. I don't know what it is. I have no idea.
Yeah, I said I pledge allegiance to this flag. That would have been my answer.
Okay.
Number one, give up loyalty to other countries. Defend the Constitution and laws of the U.S. Obey the laws. Serve in the military if needed.
Hmm.
Serve to do important work for the nation if needed. Be loyal to the U.S.
This is the answer to that?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Who wrote the Declaration of Independence?
The Founding Fathers?
It was Thomas Jefferson.
Dude, Dave is... Who does a U.S. senator represent?
His state, his whole state.
All the people of the state. What stops one branch of government from becoming too powerful?
Checks and balances, yeah, of the other co-equal branches.
Under our Constitution, some powers belong to states. What is one of the state's powers?
Ooh, I don't know. I mean, they can obviously elect their representatives and governors and senators.
Provide schooling and education, provide protection, provide safety, give a driver's license, and approve zoning and land use. Okay, well, that was fun. Dave, you're a U.S. citizen. Congratulations.
I just think you should know how the government works.
You should know how the government works if you're going to vote for it.
Like, instead of just being swayed by the propaganda of either side, everybody's spewing propaganda. You know, everybody's just like, oh, who's going to give me more money or, you know, whatever this is. You should know what's going on and to vote.
Right.
So, sorry, Samuel. Right. Thank you for voting. Thank you for commenting. If you want to comment and get roasted like Samuel, comment below.
Hey,
get roasted.
This sparked an intellectual debate, man.
Good. Yeah,
I thought it was going to be like, you guys are trash.
No, exactly. So I appreciate that. Appreciate that comment from Samuel D. Force.
Yeah.
How does he spell D. Force? D E E.
No, G and then the number four. So a D four like a dice from like a Dungeons and Dragons dice. D four.
So he's a nerd. All right. Welcome to Colin's Corner. The life of pickup basketball and how it works and the rules around it basically shouldn't exist the way we run like the rest of society. Like pickup basketball, I got who's got next. I got a team of four. Hey, give me one. Like just some random dude. How do you stay on the court? Twos versus, you know, like shooting twos and ones versus threes and twos. Like all that stuff, it's universal. Like you pick up basketball. Like I remember when we were in our front yard sack kicking, like we had to teach our kids, no, like there's no, it's twos versus, it's twos and ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, but that's a three. He's like, yeah, but in pickup, it's a two.
Yeah.
Like you call your own foul.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I watched you guys teach your kids, like, don't call that foul. Like, don't call that. Like, don't ever call that foul. Off ball foul. You know, like stuff like that. It's like, come on, dude. Like, don't do. So it's just like, there's rules. They're all unwritten that just, you go to a gym or a park or whatever, you're playing pickup basketball. You want to get a run in, you're by yourself, or you got two dudes, like, you know, we might get separated, but we're going to fill up a team. Dude. Any of those things, winner stays, all that stuff, it doesn't exist anywhere else.
You know what the funny part about what you're saying too, is like, as we're prepping the boys for this, is we've been in practices and we're spreading the teams out into threes and we only have a certain amount of practice jerseys and then other jerseys. And Dave's even brought up before, like, hey, somebody's going to need to go skins. And we usually have like, I don't know, a very small percentage of the teams is like, all right, dude, I'm peeling the shirt off. Let's go, baby. I'm slapping the floor. And then the other one's like, I'm not taking my shirt off. Right. Like the boys in like that awkward, like, you know, they're and it's funny, but yeah, Dave says it all the time. He's like all right, cool, I'm not gonna make you do that or whatever, but it's like, at some point in your life, if you're a hooper,
you're gonna,
the shirt's getting peeled off on the court, so just be ready for
100% shirts versus skins. We had the same thing. I had some kids there playing like ultimate football, and this one kid was on the skins team. Everyone, like, big kids, skinny kids, fat kids, they all just like took their shirts off. They didn't care.
Yeah.
They all know each other, you know, they're more comfortable.
Yeah.
But one kid didn't, and he's like, I don't take my shirt. I was like, that's fine. You're still on. Yeah, you got drafted to this team. And then like halfway through, he's like, coach, no one's like, give me the ball. I'm like, what? They think your shirts.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I have like this scar from like when I was a kid. I'm like,
yeah.
Hey, dude, no one cares.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool. No one cares.
On the court, nobody cares what your body type is, man.
It's keep your shirt off, you want, but.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
And he took his shirt off, and like after the practice, he's like, thanks, coach. Like,
yeah,
you're right. No one cares. I'm like, yeah, dude, no one cares.
To your point, can you imagine, man? You're at work, and it's like, hey, we got to get this, account ripped out
skins
here.
Skins all day, dude.
Hey, we got to divide it up between Jerry's team and Debbie's team. Like, we got to get this cranked out today. We got to get this report out. And it's like, all right, Jerry, you have this shirt. And he's like peeling off his shirt to go crunch some numbers for account.
I hope we get an argument, because if we do and it's you two versus me, I'm going skins. Yeah. On this podcast,
and we do
I'm
a
going
cut,
skins.
We do a cut, and the next thing I know, you're sitting there with your shirt off.
Yeah, dude, I'll do it.
But you're right, though. Like the pickup basketball is a really unique culture. It's really interesting. There really isn't anything like it. You're right about that. Like, I guess I assume like there's a soccer, maybe a pickup soccer in other countries that are similar. But like no other sport you can just pick up. You can't pick up and play baseball. Can't pick up and play football. You know what I mean? Like, it's much harder to do. That's not, you can't.
But even if you could, you're not taking your. You're not going shirts for skins. You're not changing the rules. Like, hey, the rules of baseball are this, but because a home run counts as four now, it'd essentially be two. Because like that's the other thing, a shooter, like an ice cold shooter in pickup, is way more valuable than in a real game of basketball. Because you're doubling the amount of points versus, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Instead of only getting a third more points, you're getting 50% more points.
It's 100% more instead of, instead of 50% more. Yeah.
Like, so they change the rules a little bit. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you play half court.
There's no free throw. So there's no reason to have a three and a two because there's no free throws. So just,
is that why?
I assume. I guess I don't know the origin, but in regular basketball, it's 3, 2, and 1. There's no free throws in pickup. So you just go 2 and 1.
Just give me the ball back.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. There's no.
It makes sense.
But yeah, you're right. And it's that self-regulation is what I love about it. Like if you play a lot of pickup basketball, you really have to like understand how to negotiate, compromise, things like this, work with other people. There's no officials. There's no authority. Yeah. It's just you have to work it out between you and the team. That's an important skill, right? That's something I noticed with our kids. Like they probably play too much sports with somebody watching and like refereeing,
right?
Because like they're like crutch that. Yeah. It's like, oh, what's the call, dad, or what's the call, coach, or whatever.
Yeah, right. We were sitting out in the driveway the other day and throwing the football to the boys, and both of them at certain points, mine more so than ever that day, are like looking back. Yeah, you know, I went to go catch the ball, and looking back, like, hey, that's passing interference. Like, nowhere in the history of driveway throwing the ball around, like, or as a passing interference, you know, and even you don't even call it that. You're just like, all right, man, you got him on that one. Like, nah, we're gonna run that back. Like,
yeah, run it back.
Yeah, but it's like, hey, hold up, passing interference.
Yeah,
number five.
Well, yeah, because in a pickup game, you're just like, yo, don't let Hayner's complaining. Like, he always calls fouls. Like, dude, just want to play.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty soon you don't get a game. You know, you got to go to another gym because 100%. You're known as the guy who's always complaining about
like this guy. Yeah, exactly.
And that's like the ultimate sign of respect too. If somebody hacks you, like you respect them that they called the foul, right? And sometimes you're like, no, I'm good, man. I don't need that one.
I will say that is something that's different from gym to gym is who calls the fouls.
Yeah.
Some gyms is the offense calls the fouls. Some gyms is the defense calls the fouls.
You can call it on yourself.
Yeah, if I foul you, I gotta. I
yeah, you call it out,
and so like everyone would like look at you, and you're like, really, you're not gonna say anything? Okay, fine.
That's when things start.
That's
to get
how
heated.
We play. That's how we're playing. Then.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Yep.
For sure. So, it is very interesting though. I do like that dynamic, and it's kind of one of those things nobody teaches you. You kind of learn. You know, it's one of those things you know. Yeah. It's not taught. You just learn.
Speaking of pickup, did you see that dude, that YouTuber that came to Wichita and rented out the entire forum, and there was like 1,000 people there or something, and his pickup is for his YouTube channel.
Oh,
and he spent like 15 grand or something renting this place out and doing different stuff. He had security there, but it was one that was like not well thought out or well executed. He was just like, hey, we're going to this place, and he's not from here. He, for whatever reason, he picked here, he knew people or something.
Yeah.
but it was like, hey, I'm going to show up here on this date and bring your five. I got my five and we're going to play. It's like 11, like a pickup, normal pickup game. Yeah. And whoever wins, like, will get like 200. If you beat our team, you get like $200 or something, right? And yeah. he was like handing out cash.
Yeah.
And then to come to find out, the whole forum, the top, all the courts around it, everybody's like on the court. Like, yeah. it was, I'll send you guys the video. Dang. And then they're like three matches in. I said match, like
tennis?
Yeah.
Soccer?
They're like three sets in.
Yeah.
It's 40 love. Who would have known, like, the crowd got in a fight and then the whole thing is shut down and wow. it's over.
Couldn't yeah, like, couldn't predict that.
You know what else? You talk about like negotiating or like compromising and stuff. It's also like, I find myself, if I have like the lesser athletic team, I fight more for certain rules. Or like if I'm on the better team, I'm just like, just give them the ball. You know, they can have it. Like mm-hmm. in my head, like, we're going to beat them anyways. Mm-hmm. I also think it's funny to like watch, like, we played spike ball when we were on like a vacation together, yeah. All of our couples and stuff.
Yeah.
And like, we didn't exactly know some, like, we forgot some of the rules. Like, I kind of leaned on you for mm-hmm. the rules and you're like, I don't know. And like, me and Kirk were arguing and we're like, we're standing on business. You guys are standing on business. And all the while, like, Teresa's like, why do you guys do that? Like, I just don't understand. Like, it's so awkward. And I'm like, what was Arlie? You guys are just fighting. Like, I'm like, that's what you do. I don't know. Like, we're all competitive.
Any minute.
Who's awkward?
Yeah. They were just like, they're like, it's yeah. so awkward to watch. I'm like, we were trying to figure out the rule. We want to play even and fair. Yeah. And I'm not going to let them get something over on me and vice versa. It's just,
yeah.
But it's also like,
my wife,
Teresa played basketball, but I'm sure she didn't play nearly as much pickup sports, anything.
Well, girls pickup's not as many women's only pickup.
Right. Yeah. You're not running it as much. Yeah. And even if it is, it's probably a lot more like, you know,
I assume there's different rules.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. But like, dudes, like, we all just reverted back to like, no, dude, like, you want me to find the rule? Yeah, go find the rule, dude.
Yeah, I'll find it.
Yeah. I will find it. Good. Yeah, find it. Dude. Yeah.
It's not like anger, but it's like, I'm competitive right now. Yeah.
It's just funny because she was just like, sometimes I'm just like, babe, I don't know. No one there cares one single bit after that game was over. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No. My wife automatically knows if it's like, oh, this is an adult only game that they're doing, like an actual like skill or sport or something like that. She's like, all right, yeah, he's gonna go in the zone.
Yeah, he's into it.
Yeah, he's in the zone. No, I'm not worried about him.
Why
he's
play,
gonna be,
dude?
Yeah,
like, because if you're on my team and I'm like, hey, oh, you're being soft because you don't want to get okay, then like, I don't want you on my team, dude.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's like guys really bond in that environment, right? Like that shared goal. We're all focused on one thing, right? Competition. Like, I think that's a really massive bonding experience for
bro
guys.
Two skins chest bumping or something, dapping up like the chest after, like, that's wild.
Slap.
But you're just like,
along came Polly.
That's the only reason I was gonna say like, I don't like skins is because there's always that guy who sweats a lot, and it'd probably be me. I sweat a lot, but I usually you know, so
yeah,
you're like playing Demon's on, you're like, you like put your arm up against him, like check him, and you slide
that's a technique. Yeah. Dude, that's a technique. Yeah.
All sweaty Eddie, dude. Yeah.
All sweaty Eddie.
That's great. Hey, comment below your favorite pickup basketball game rules that we might have missed.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go into the top five. All right, top five this week. So this one, I mean, it's not really a top five. Because, like, what's the best? I mean, for me at least. It's not really, like, the best. It's just five. But top five sounds better. This is our top five weird laws. So these are United States, USA laws that are still on the books today.
Goofy.
And they're just goofy and weird. And most of these are just, they're antiquated. They just never actually removed them from the books. Or maybe there's other reasons. But we're going to go over those and just see how it goes. Colin,
number one.
First.
My number five, speed limits. No, I'm just kidding. All right, my number five, this comes from North Dakota. It's illegal to lay down and fall asleep with your shoes on.
In general? Your own home?
That's what it said. Yeah, you cannot lay. If you're on a couch, the way I read it, like, you're in a chair, have your shoes on. If you're going to lay down, and you have your shoes on, you're breaking, and you're sleeping, you're breaking the law. Which I thought was a funny one because, like, Hayner, you'll know this. Someone's at the party, they fall asleep with their shoes on. It was like, oh, he fell asleep with his shoes on?
Yep.
All right, we could draw on him. Like, mm-hmm. that was like a thing. Like, you draw all over him with Sharpies, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Why does the shoes matter there?
Because he planned to go to
sleep.
Like
a party foul.
It's just like a party foul. Like, you passed, you drank too much.
Yeah, bro, like, you're in the middle of the party and you sat down and you're going to sleep. All right, well, we're going
to
draw on you.
You didn't control yourself enough to go to an area and take your shoes off and sleep. Like, you passed out.
Like, I used to, there's been times.
You get what you deserve because you can't.
So the shoes indicate that he was not planning on falling asleep.
Yes.
Right.
At that point.
And if you have like a solid homie and you're in that situation and they see it before anyone else does, they walk over, they take your shoes off and you wake up and you don't have shoes on. You're like, dude.
So you're telling me you see somebody passed out in a chair or whatever at a party. You walk up to him with your Sharpie and you look down, you're like, ah. His shoes are off.
Yeah.
And you walk away.
Yes.
100%.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
100%.
That's how it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I've even had it to where like somebody wakes up and they see their face and they're all mad and stuff. Right. Like anybody would. Yeah. And they look down. They're like, damn, my shoes are on, huh?
I deserve
dang,
that
this
one.
Is like pick up basketball. This is like the unwritten rules of house parties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drunken party. House parties. 100%.
I brought that one up, man. It's a good one.
That's number five. That's funny. It probably should be my number one, but I mean, I didn't put these, again, I didn't put these
the
in
orders,
order.
The orders. Yeah. Whatever. Great. That's okay. I love it. My number five. In Alaska, it is illegal to push a live moose out of an airplane.
No.
So either that moose better be dead. When you push it out of the when you push it out of the airplane, or you know, I guess out of a moving vehicle is probably fine. I guess it's not a plane.
Or if he's in the plane, he's got to stay there.
You better stay in that plane, or you better kill him first, and then push it out.
Yeah,
push him out.
Yeah, it didn't say you can't kill him. You just hey, he's got to be dead.
It says that, live moose.
All of these, it's like they got to be a law for some reason. Like what?
I mean,
sparked this.
So I went into looking up the reasons why some of these. So
okay. Well, this one was just like to protect people, like. Yeah, moose apparently are kind of pests in Alaska. Apparently, there's like a lot of moose.
They're protected.
They're big animals. They're aggressive if you get close to them.
Oh yeah.
So like I don't really understand. I can't
airplane.
Imagine. How'd they get them in the airplane? First of all, I don't know. But obviously, you don't want things flying out of airplanes. That's dangerous. Not just for the moose.
You might as well just say anything.
Yeah, I went back and looked on a lot of these that I got because I was like, all right, because it sparked my interest. But
well, give us your number five and give us a reason.
Okay, I got you. All right, so in Ohio, it is illegal to have a pinball machine in the state capitol.
Like the building?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. So in the 19...
Just the entire city?
at one point, various sectors of Ohio... There was pinball machines were banned because they were considered gambling devices.
Okay.
And then they reinstated them, I don't know, in their 90s or something because they were considered a game of skill. But this one made me laugh because I'm thinking it just said like in the Capitol, the pinball machine was distracting. So yeah, they put in a law. But my thought process was somebody brought this thing in. It pissed some old guy off.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, the younger guys are coming in there, all of the young hotshot, and he's got a pinball machine over here that should not be in here. And they're like, what are you going to do about it in the building where they make laws? And he's like, you know what I'm going to do about it? I'm going to go to my office. I'm going to make a law that you cannot have this in here.
I think it's like the young buck that got in and like he missed a vote and like they lost, like he was on that side.
Yeah.
And they didn't pass the bill because he was missing. Like,
yes.
Go take his pinball away from him. Pinball. Uh-huh. He's over in his office.
I'm just thinking either way.
That's so funny.
Our powers to be are just wasting their time.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
They can't be trusted with pinball machines because they're gambling. What are you gambling?
That was part of it too.
You can't win anything.
I don't
know, man.
I'm sure there's like in Japan, like they play arcade games and you win marbles, like white marbles. Or I saw this thing. Japan, China, something like that. Because it's illegal to gamble.
Yeah.
So you win all these marbles that are useless white marbles. And they have like a ticket thing where you can turn them in, right?
For everything.
But if you go around the corner in the back alley, you turn your marbles in and the marbles have a dollar value.
Mm.
And so it's like, so now that's how they get around like gambling or whatever.
I see.
So it could have been something like that. I don't know.
Okay. Nice. Number four.
All right. My number four. In Alabama, it's illegal to drive while blindfolded.
Oh, I have that one.
There you go.
Yeah.
Like that just...
Actually, no, that was on my... that was a bonus one. So, yeah.
It's kind of like... it's a goofy one, but it also makes complete sense.
Sure, yeah.
It's one of those things like, why do we have to make this a law?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That was on my
like head. A blind guy, he can drive all he wants, but he puts a blindfold on.
He can't be blindfolded,
illegal.
Dude.
It's
now
you're illegal.
Blindfolded. No. You can be blind.
Yeah.
Or folded.
You can be folded. You can't have be both.
You can be blindfolded.
Get bent.
Yep.
Nice. My number four. In the state of Arizona, it is illegal to feed garbage to pigs unless you have a permit. So you best not be feeding garbage to swine without that license from the government.
I was gonna say because you do feed pigs garbage. You
better have a permit for that.
There's like hotels and other places that like donate food, and then that they just restaurants and stuff that they just feed to pigs, like apple cores. And
not
all,
in Arizona,
all.
Unless you have a permit for that.
Yeah,
like, I can see that the state trooper is, you know, the hat, the sheriff hat, and his sunglasses. He walks by, he sees a pig eating. He's like,
permit for that?
Excuse me, ma'am. You got a permit for that pig?
Dude, that's got to just be taxes, right?
He's like, eating that banana peel.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
All these pig farmers are getting free stuff. We can't. We're not like, permit, tax
permit.
It.
They got
to pay $100 a year.
$100 a year to pay, they get that food. Yeah.
Yeah.
Arizona.
So my number four, we're going to Alabama, and it is illegal to wrestle a bear in Alabama.
Okay.
And this is put in place to, but they actually did used to wrestle bears for whatever reason there.
I was going to say, Alabama's laws are like weird, but also very sensible.
Yeah, but it's put in place to protect both the human and the animals. And also like the, for against human cruelty or whatever. Yeah, but I like the fact that it's like, hey, we're protecting both of you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we got to make this a fair fight.
Yeah.
But I'm like, wasn't the human mauled like every time? unless he was fighting a cub or something.
I mean, like a small black bear.
Yeah.
Like some of those black bears are smaller.
Yeah.
That you could fight off probably, but I don't know about fight to the death. Maybe fight to make it run away, but like fight to the death, I don't know about that.
But I love the fact that like at some point in Alabama, this got like so out of hand, the bear wrestling, that they were like, we got to do something about
this. I also didn't know there was a big bear population in Alabama.
Me either. Did they have a lot of forests down there?
I don't know.
I don't know the geography.
I will say
they're shipping them in, man. These wrestling events got so big, they're like getting more bears.
I will say I drove my grandma's car from Atlanta to Wichita.
Okay.
Dude, there's stretches of highways for hours and hours and hours of nothing but 100-foot tall trees. And you're just like, we're not running out of forest, dude. They're all right here.
They're
all right here.
We can cut half these down.
Yeah, we got plenty of paper.
Okay. All right. Alabama's in there a couple times now so far.
Yeah.
We got to see which state has the number one most. Alabama's leading with two.
Yeah. All right.
Colin,
excuse me. Excuse me. My number three comes from Delaware.
Ooh.
You cannot sell dog hair in Delaware. Can't do it.
So if you're hungover, the hair of the dog, you can get it for free, but you can't purchase it.
Ooh.
What is that? Hair of the dog?
We're educating Dave today on all things.
Yeah, little,
all things.
So
drunken.
You get like
drunken.
It just means like you have like a Bloody Mary, something with alcohol in it. Like the next morning helps you with your hangover. It's called hair of the day. Get a little. You feel like trash. Get a little hair of the dog. It's actually scientific. I saw it because like when you have a hangover, you're like going through like you're in like small stages of withdrawal.
Sure.
So like if you get a hair that if you like drink a little bit of alcohol, your body's like
there it is.
So you feel a little bit better for like the time being.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever done that, but I've definitely heard it.
I for sure have done that.
Never been my move.
I don't think that's what they were saying though.
Okay. Sorry.
You trim your labradoodle.
Yeah.
Don't sell it to her.
Throw it away.
I guess no wigs.
Trash it.
They got the wigs.
They have a thriving wig economy in Delaware.
And we can't muddy the waters.
The SWAT team came in kicking in doors, dude. And there's this German shepherds and golden retrievers chained up.
It's like the drug, the drug movies, like when they have these like safe houses where they're dealing drugs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's the exact same thing.
But
women like shaving labradoodles,
just hairless labradoodles running around.
Yeah.
Leave them alone. All right. What's your number three?
Hey, Alabama again.
Let's go back.
Alabama. Dang.
They got to win.
They probably have
Roll
three.
Roll Tide.
In Alabama, it is illegal to wear a fake mustache for the purposes of causing laughter at church. very specific. So
one guy did that once.
So wearing a fake mustache, perfectly fine. Wearing a fake mustache at church, also fine. But if you're wearing it at church with the intent of causing laughter, you're going to jail. Okay? We're throwing you, we're locking you up.
Jail.
Straight through jail.
That's, you know that there's like some Joel Osteen character in Alabama that's like, you know what? I'm sick of Johnny showing up and ruining my services.
Yeah.
And he's rich as heck.
Yeah,
so
he
just
tons of pull. Yeah,
he gets his senators. Like, I don't even care if he wears it.
Yeah.
But he can't be making people laugh when I'm talking.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Who's the arbiter of the laughter? Dude, right? Like
the intent?
Oh. Oh. Like did he?
Well, but if I wear it and you laugh, I'm okay. I didn't mean to cause you to laugh. It's the intent.
So if you did something, if you're there,
don't mustache shame him.
Staring at me during the salmon. Yeah,
there's a freaking There's every church has a police officer on duty, and he's sitting there.
Yeah, like
don't twirl. You better not be twirling that thing.
Yeah, it's like the Key and Peele, when they're dancing in the end zone.
The referee,
like you can't have like more than two hip thrusts.
Yeah, two pumps. No way he's gonna do it. No way.
Oh, all right.
That's a good one.
No fake mustaches in church with the intent to cause laughter.
Yeah. All right. My number three. We're coming home, baby. We're in Kansas now.
Yes.
We're coming home. It is illegal to bare hand catfish, also called noodling, without a bare hand fishing permit.
Ooh.
So
I've broken the law in Kansas.
I can go to Kansas and I can go to Kansas.
Get them.
I can get in a lake or water, river, and I can catch fish with my bare hands. They just can't be catfish. Uh-oh. Any other fish I can catch.
Was it a catfish that you caught?
Yeah, that's like the only fish you do.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's funny because
also like it makes sense. You have a fishing license. You are fishing.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me.
But not catfish only.
So for $27 a year, on top of you also have to get your regular fishing license. Mm-hmm. Yeah. An additional $27, you got to get your hand.
Got to get his money. Dude.
A special hand fishing permit. $27 a year. You got to get that one.
Wild.
Yeah.
That.
So is this funny? And I get it's noodling and it's dangerous, but is this funny? It's like, I can't walk out to a lake and catch this catfish with my hand.
Hey, that's when Cheney was drying up and all the fish were like flopping around and like the end bottom, you just see cops up there. Like, like how they do like speed traps.
Yeah.
It's fishing. Hey, you picked him up. Yep. Is that a catfish? Yep. Nope. Get up here.
Oh,
get
it's
up
a guppy. Yeah. No, he's good. He's good, Carl. He's good.
But that's the thing about can you see the fish when you noodle? What do you feel?
No.
Okay, well, how do you know then? So you pull it out, you're like, if I'm going to jail. Because I'm good. I got it. It's a bass.
Like,
I'm fine.
Fish don't like bass, like other fish like that, they don't hang out. Like catfish like make nests.
Okay.
Like and they just like they're spawning and stuff, they kind of just like chill.
Got it.
Like other fish don't. They're just rolling.
Dude, so but the other part about like the fishing is like game wardens have like some of the most power of any other like state official.
I wanted to be a game warden when I moved here. I was like, that'd be so tight. Carry a gun, walk around the woods. Like this would be sick.
Like there's people that use game wardens to go in to people's houses and stuff like that because they don't have to require a permit. They're like federal employees.
Like a warden?
Game warden.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They don't need a warden doesn't need a warrant.
They don't need a warrant.
A warrant. Okay.
Warrant. So if I'm caught doing this, I can get fines, I can get a class C misdemeanor. In extreme cases, I can go to jail or even have my vehicle impounded if I'm catching this catfish with my bare hand. Same as all the other fishing licenses, non-licenses.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder what you gotta do to elevate it to like a misdemeanor that make you do jail time.
Yeah.
He
multiple times.
Fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With bare hands.
But I like you going out there and it's like you put a like a pole down under the water and you're like this. And then you like the guy comes by and you're like, I got my pole here.
I got it right here.
Here's my regular fishing license.
So if you catch it with a pole, you're fine.
If you have you still have to have a license.
Yeah. But if you don't have the hand license, you can still catch it with a pole.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're perfectly fine. You just can't use your hands.
That's so dumb.
No,
it's a second layer. Dude.
More taxes.
I get. Yeah. I mean,
more fees or whatever. Yeah.
That's wild. All right. I'm number two.
Sam. Number two, we're going to back to SEC country, Georgia.
Yes.
It is illegal to spend more than 30 days on your, to sleep more than 30 days on your boat.
Hmm.
Okay, in the state of Georgia, in a Georgia lake or in a Georgia,
it said you can't sleep on your boat for more than 30 days. I'm assuming it's like in the water on the lake, but
It can't be in the ocean, right? Do they have jurisdiction in the ocean?
No, I'm saying, like, what if it's on your trailer? What if it's in the, you know, at your storage facility?
I could see them.
Assuming it's just on the water, but, like, why can't you? I guess because probably they want you to pay property taxes.
I'm assuming
taxes.
Property taxes
is always,
related.
It's all taxes, all money.
Yeah.
Let the man just live on a boat, dude.
Yeah, there's like a couple people that like life hacked it where they're like, wait, dude, I can just buy this boat, spend whatever it is, $800 for its registration.
Yeah.
And then I just put it in the water, dude.
Yeah,
and
I just hang out here. Is it in a row?
Yeah.
Or in a year?
No, in a row. 30 consecutive days.
So you just got to make landfall once every month and you're
right,
good.
You just go get a hotel, yeah. Get a hotel once a month. You're good, dude.
Yeah, they're tracking them. They're like,
go get at your girlfriend's house.
There you go.
You tell them that one time, like, no, I stayed up all night. That one didn't count.
I didn't sleep, dude.
Yeah. I had an all nighter, dude. I was playing Fortnite
loopholes,
on the boat.
Loopholes.
Yeah.
Man, that's a wild one. My number two is back in the great state, the Sunflower State, here in Kansas. It's illegal to hunt whales here.
Tight.
You better not be hunting whales in Kansas. Better not be doing it.
That's
wild.
Dude, they are going to throw your butt in jail.
When was that ever a thing?
If they find you hunting whales in Kansas, they're going to get you. Okay? Don't think you can get away with it. They're coming for you. If they see any orcas, any humpbacks that you've hunted
in
Kansas.
But when was Kansas underwater? Like the Mesozoic era or whatever it's called, you know?
Yeah, no, I looked it up. They were like banning the hunting of all these different types of animals. They said like whales too. You can't do it.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Carl's over in the corner like, Carl, you never seen anything. Foxes. Da, da, da.
Yeah.
Whales. They're like.
Anybody opposed? No?
Nay.
Yeah. Okay, whales also.
Some obscure thing put in place to, I don't know. Either it was a joke. Like on an intern.
I was gonna say there's some dipshits, right, that are just like, dude, this will be funny if someone reads this.
It's like this bill that was like 18,000 pages long.
Exactly.
Like, hey dude, slip this in there and see if they notice.
Do it.
Somebody's last day.
I'm not gonna do it, dude. Yeah. Stop. Do it. Yeah. Oh, he did it, dude. Oh, you're an idiot, dude. They're gonna catch you. You think they're gonna catch me?
Yeah.
What are they gonna do to me?
Yeah, 100%. And they read it out like, this bill just passed. You can't hunt foxes and bears and
Carl.
Yeah. Whales?
Yeah.
Nobody caught that.
Yeah.
Nope.
I like that.
Well,
I like
it's too late now.
You know what? That's my number one. I like that.
Yeah.
If you didn't know, just in case you didn't know about the United States geography, Kansas is completely landlocked, right in the middle of the country. There's no oceans within hundreds of miles of here.
Dude, if you're watching this podcast and you didn't know that, unsubscribe and don't ever subscribe again.
Yeah.
Well, and also, don't vote.
And go vote on your phone.
Yeah, exactly. Go vote on your phone, dude.
Figure out how to vote on your phone and do that.
Hang out with D4s.
D4s.
Anyway, my number two, cannot hunt whales.
Okay, so my number two, we're going to Oregon and New Jersey on this one. And we're talking about...
Oregon and New Jersey, huh?
Yeah.
This
pertains to not being able to pump your own gas. So this came out a little while back.
I think we talked about this before.
So the status, so this is still true. Oregon has relaxed the rules on pumping your own gas in 2023. However, New Jersey, the only state in the union kicking strong on keeping that ban on pumping
your own gas.
Wow.
They have attendants at every gas station?
Supposedly, man.
Do you know how pissed I would be if I pull into a Quick Trip and they have two attendants and one called in sick that day and I got to sit there and wait
and
for little Johnny to make his way over to my car,
he's going to tell you to turn your car off
so he can pump your gas.
Dude.
He would tell you.
So,
sir, you're not in line until your car's off. I'm like, oh.
So
I couldn't live there.
Back in the 1940s and 50s, lawmakers argued it was safer to have attendants pump gas. It also created jobs and helped the elderly and disabled.
Yeah.
New Jersey still defends that law, saying it prevents accidents and keeps people employed. But everybody else in the U.S.
It's got to be safer. Like, that guy knows where the emergency all that stuff.
One of my favorites when that happened, when Oregon relaxed it and they were like interviewing people about it, was like a lady on there, you know, and she's like, well, I got to go to work and I got to get out and I got to get this gas and everything all over me. You know, like she was changing oil underneath a car, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, so clearly they have no clue.
Yeah, no idea.
That's true. But if you've never done it, if she's an older lady, she's for 50, 60 years. I've always lived in Oregon, never pumped gas. You know, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
So
nah, dude, she sucks.
Yeah. I think that when that was going around, and I remember that, that was fun. The whole country made fun of them because the whole country was like, wait, this is a thing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
That was one thing we all united behind.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So I appreciate
it. All right. My number one, again, we're going SEC country in Louisiana. You can't send a surprise pizza to somebody.
Whoa.
Illegal. I can't send Hainer pizza and just be like.
I think I saw that. I think it was like any food. It was just like food.
You can't send it. The one I saw was pizza.
Okay, but yeah.
Like, but it did remind me because like I remember when I was a junior in high school, the seniors, for their senior prank, had a bunch of pizzas sent to the school. I was like, oh, we got you. And the teachers were just like, tight move. And they just ate pizza.
Yeah.
And all of the juniors were like, you guys are morons, dude. Like, what did you think that? Like, that's not good at all.
Yeah. They have to pay for it. That, I guess maybe that's the reason why it's illegal. Because if I send it to you, like, not now. Now you can pay online and stuff. But you pay it at the door, right? You pay,
cash, you give them cash. Yeah.
So, like, maybe that's the reason. You know what I mean?
That would have been a sick prank, dude.
Yeah.
You ordered like 80 eight pizzas,
dude.
And you're like, I'm not buying it. I didn't order this.
I'm not ordering. And then the guy's like, dude, you for sure called. Like, I can't bring these back. They've already left.
Exactly. Like, hey,
that would be a tight prank.
You put it on his tab. That guy's over there. His name is Seabass.
Yeah. I would be like, oh, you know what? You know, 2780 over on Car Court. They want him. That's my boy. Tell him Frank sent you.
Yeah.
He's closed the door.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's, you know what? That law's got, it makes sense now, but
that's a merit.
That's a tight prank.
Yeah.
That like prank calls. Do you guys remember doing prank calls?
Yes.
I never did that, but yeah.
Oh, dude, I used to love.
I love the people that like stayed on the line. It's like, just hang up, man.
Yeah, you're a moron.
They're like, who is this?
And then, I remember it got next level where like E-Bombs World came out with like the keyboard where you can like, it had phrases and
sound
you can,
bites.
Oh, dude, we I remember freshman year baseball,
hey,
sleepovers, we just be.
Hey, that Tom Cruise soundbite from Tropical Thunder where he's going off.
Yes.
Oh, that thing was cut up, man, on that.
Take a step back and fuck your own face. Yes. Oh, yeah. It's a good one.
Okay, my number one is also staying in the great state of Louisiana. It is illegal to gargle in public places.
I'm okay with that, man.
We're finally on agreement on something here. That's gross.
But it's still, it's very specific. Yeah, Wookiees all over the place. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's a good one. It's still really weird, though. It's specific.
Can we
it's
also like, put, like, we can't cut toenails and, like, brush your teeth and, like, stuff, hygienic stuff that you should do at home in public? We should add that.
Where
that
are you seeing added. This at, dude?
No, I'm just saying, if we're doing stuff like that, let's add, like, other... Let's add other things that you should be doing in your home.
I mean, I'm for that, but I just have never... Like, gargling would happen way more often.
Yeah. I'm not sure exactly a situation where I would need to... would need to do this in public, but you best not. Not New Orleans.
Also, so, how socially unaware are you that you're just like, yeah, I'm going to let it rip right here. Yeah, you're not going to go to the bathroom. You're not going to do anything. Yeah.
Maybe mouthwash. Maybe that could be it.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're in New Orleans, you're down there in Baton Rouge someplace.
New Orleans.
Better not be doing that.
Yeah,
in cops
like walking by. Hey, that was a nice day.
Hey. What was that?
Freeze.
On the ground.
On the ground now.
Do you get tased, bro? With your eyes up. You got eyes up, mouth full of Listerine. You're suing because you got Listerine in your eyes.
That's a great visual, man.
All right, Matt, take us home. Number
Bring
one.
Bring us home.
All right, my number one, guys. We're going to solve this debate once and for all with this information.
I'm here. A master debater.
Okay, I know you are. Oklahoma City, Wichita, which one? We're going to Arkansas for this one, okay? And in
Arkansas.
I do.
And the elevations.
In Arkansas is the only state that has a law in place specifically to tell its residents or anybody else how it's spelled and how it's pronounced. Only state.
I don't think that. Is this true?
Dumbest states.
I saw this one and I didn't know if it was. I heard it was a myth.
This is true. Do you guys want to know why it's called Arkansas and why Kansas is called Kansas? So
from French. French.
Both history. Names. Both names came from Native Americans tribes. Kansas comes from the Kansa tribe.
Yep.
And the plural for that is Kansas. right?
Okay.
So, and this is, and English speaking Americans are what named Kansas. Arkansas comes from the Quapaw tribe, but the French explorers called it Akansa.
You called it, dude.
Yes. The French don't pronounce their S's. Yeah. So making this plural, it would be Akansa. So just like Kansa was. Mm-hmm. So the French came along and named, just made up a name for the tribe that was there. They were like, it's Quapaw. But like, yeah, we don't want to say that French. We'll call it Akansa. Okay. And
where'd the R come from?
Somewhere along the line, nobody knows why there was a mysterious R that showed up in between to make it Arkansas or Arkansas. Arkansas. Yes. So they don't pronounce the S. So the state of Arkansas argued for decades over the official pronunciation. So Arkansas became a state in 1836.
Okay.
1881 was when this law was put in place to put it to bed on how they're going to pronounce it and how they're going to spell it. Mm-hmm. And so it's actually, yeah, if you go to Arkansas and you mispronounce it, you better like look around. Like, isn't
this brings me up a point?
There's no penalty or anything for doing it. I was going to
say, because you can't, that's the First Amendment right there. Literally cannot, you can't say like, oh, I say Arkansas against Arkansas.
Yes.
And be like, you're going to jail. Directly violating the First Amendment by penalizing.
So if anybody ever comes along, basically the moral of the story is, if anybody ever comes along and says like an Arkansas Kansas debate on like what's pronounced right or whatever, mm-hmm. basically we can come back and say your guys' name was made up by the French about a tribe from here.
Yeah.
And Kansans was made up by actual US citizens by American tribe, and we pronounced it right. So there we go.
There you go.
Dude, that does remind me. Did you guys know that the toothbrush was invented in Arkansas?
No.
Because if it was invented anywhere else, it'd be called the teeth brush.
Zing!
Hey. Yes. Suck it, Arkansas.
Hey, I want to throw another one-liner in here, too. So Colorado and Arkansas are the only two that call it the Arkansas River. And then us in the middle of the two, we're like, no, bro, it's Arkansas.
Yeah, our Kansas.
It's our Kansas. And we even have a city here in Kansas called Arkansas City.
Arkansas City. Nobody calls it that.
No, it's not. Arkansas. You better not. We're going to put in a law saying if you call it Arkansas City, jail.
Yeah, I'm traveling down to Ark City. Wait, and they call it Ark City.
Yes.
Ark City. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But if you do say the full name, it's Arkansas City.
Oh, yeah. I got roasted when I moved here because I'm like, oh, that's the Arkansas River. And people are like, well, that's not it. I'm like,
you don't say that.
That's what everyone in the nation calls it.
That's a made up French name. It's not American.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but they've got the Arkansas. Oui, oui.
I do think the South definitely won this. There's three Alabamas, two Louisianas, there's one from Georgia.
Yep.
Arkansas is in the South.
Yep.
That's 7 out of the 15.
SEC stays on top, dude.
The South stand on business, man.
Yeah, they do.
Don't be doing weird stuff here.
They don't. They like, hey, you know what?
Because they do strike me as the kind of people that are like, you're damn right that's a law, you know? Like, then it's not just like, oh, whatever, that doesn't make sense. Yeah. Like, what do you mean? Of course you can't drive blindfolded.
Yeah.
Of course.
How goofy is that? We're like, we know, you know?
It's like, we're trying to keep kids safe around here.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like this thing. I'm making it illegal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, we're outlawing whale hunting here. In Kansas.
Yeah.
They could put that back on
in
us.
In Alabama.
Yeah, but we talked about it. It was Chad and Topher in that they were like, do it.
In Alabama, they're extremely worried about people wearing fake mustaches in church for the intent to call laughter.
Yeah.
They're really uptight about that.
Yeah.
And I don't blame them for it.
I love SEC country.
All right. Well, bring us to another end of another episode. It was a good one. These are some quicker ones.
Fast and Furious. Fast and Furious.
Yeah, man. These are going to be good for the shorts, the socials.
Speaking of the shorts, like them. Like them all. If you're a subscriber, like all the shorts.
Like them all.
Comment. If you think something was funny, have something to say that's interesting, add to the discussion. Maybe you'll be featured on the comment section. But until next time, Colin, Matt, Dave, we'll see you later.
Cheers, boys.